Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We are pleased to be joined right after Titans minicamp is wrapped up over at St. Thomas Sports Park today by rookie Dane Cruikshank. He joins us on the show. Dane, thank you for the time, man. What's up?
What's up? How you doing?
We are doing very well. How would you describe your first mini camp in the NFL?
I mean, the 2 days that we had practice, they all went well. You know, it's a learning experience. I kind of feel like I'm adapting to the defense and the scheme and what we're trying to do. So I've enjoyed myself.
You always talk about hitting. Are you counting down the days to when you can actually put the full pads on and actually hit someone in a preseason game the way you want to?
Yeah, I'm just ready to play tackle football. I'm ready to get to the real deal now, you know what I'm saying? But I could do more than just hit, you know. So I could cover. I'm ready to do it all. I'm ready to blitz off the edge. You know, I'm ready to go out there and cover the slots, the tight ends, and hit and just, you know, have fun again. I love doing this.
I'll definitely let you get into your versatility. But yeah. You do talk about your physicality quite a bit throughout the draft process.
Right.
And we had Chuck Cecil on recently who – He was glowing about you with your physicality at Arizona. So I would assume you that certainly stood out from other teams that were interested in you.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that was one of the point of views that teams, you know, pointed out during watching film with other teams and going on visits and things like that, speaking with them. So, I mean, that's definitely something that standed out in my game.
Dane Cruikshank, our guest here on the Midday 180.
What's the biggest benefit to these practices right now? You said you really you're looking forward to getting out there and hitting someone at some point and getting more physical. But what have you gained from this experience so far?
A lot of knowledge. I mean, I'm picking the veterans' brains and things like that. I mean, it's different formations you see in the NFL compared to, you know, playing at the Pac-12 or the collegiate level. So, you know, just adapting to, you know, the skill set and, you know, the speed of the game and things like that. So,
and you're getting into some safety snaps too, which you have played, but I mean, you played all over the place in college, and I'm sure you're doing that within this defense. But you're also getting a safety one-on-one course a bit right now, right?
Yeah, it's a learning curve. But like I said, it's a slow grind. It's a process. You know, it comes. I mean, I already knew coming in here I was going to, you know, get some safety reps and things like that. So I'm adapting to it, and I'm enjoying it. So
Dane Cruikshank, our guest on the Midday 180. 2 seasons at JUCO for you. Do you believe you would be the same player today if you don't have to take that route due to grades or other things in high school? Did it make you earn it, and did it build character?
It definitely built character. I feel like still if I went to a Division I straight out of high school, I'd still be in the same position today. But it definitely it built character, you know, facing that adversity. So,
was it easy at JUCO for you?
Easy as in
playing wise. Like, did it feel like you were playing like varsity level in like the junior team in high school?
Was the competition better or worse than you expected, or about what you thought when you got there?
No, the competition was still good in junior college level. There's a lot of guys that don't end up, you know, reaching the collegiate level just because of, due to grades and things like that. But you definitely face some good amount of competition in junior college level.
Was that what it was for you? Is that why you couldn't go straight to D1 right out of high school? Grades?
Yeah, it was grades. So I had messed up in school and I had to bounce back to the junior college.
Where would you have gone straight out of high school D1 wise if you could have?
If it was my choice?
Yeah, at the time. Where were your offers?
Oh, I had no offers. I had a lot of interest, no offers.
So. Okay. Dane Cruikshank, our guest. Who's been the veteran so far that has helped you out the most in the locker room?
I mean, there's been at least three of them. I mean, I'm four, actually, because I sit next to four vets. So I would say KB, Kevin Byard, K-Lou, okay. Logan Ryan, and Jonathan Cyprian.
Byard gets after it with his workout regimen and how he prepares. Are you the same way?
I'm definitely the same way. I can say he's a couple steps ahead of me right now. I mean, him being a vet and having a lot of experience. But I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, getting on his level and learning from him.
It's funny that Kevin Byard's name seems to be the first one mentioned by a lot of guys in that secondary. Do you feel like he's sort of emerged as the leader or a leader of that group?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, all those guys lead by example, to be honest. They all stand out once they step on the field, especially with their communication and things like that. So, I mean, I wouldn't say KB is the guy and everything, but, I mean, to me, he is right now. That's who I'm the closest with right now, who I'm trying to learn. But guys like Logan Ryan and Jonathan Ciprian, I mean, they all lead by example. So,
did you have a coach in college that was anywhere close as vocal as Coach Combs is here?
Yes, I did. His name was Dante Williams. He coaches for Oregon now.
Did you like that? You respond well to that type of coaching?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, that's your personality. That's how you just got to adapt to it. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes it gets me a little bit fired up. So,
Dane Cruikshank has been our guest. Hey, man, thank you for the time and the visit, and we'll catch up with you as the offseason rolls on and this training camp rolls around.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Dane Cruikshank. He is all about the hitting, by the way. Watch his film. YouTube Dane Cruikshank and watch his physicality in the secondary.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
When you get a guy at safety.
Safety or, you know, Cosell has mentioned him as someone in a dime package that could slide up and play a bit of a hybrid linebacker role. And he played the nickel last year at Arizona, but he's very versatile within that defense of where they would move him across the middle portion of that defense.